carefulness in dress. The God of heaven, whose arm moves the world, who sustains us and gives us life and health, has given us evidence that he may be honored or dishonored by the apparel of those who officiate before him. He gave special directions to Moses in regard to everything connected with his service. He gave instruction even in regard to the arrangement of their houses, and specified the dress which those should wear who were to minister in his service. They were to maintain order in everything, and especially to preserve cleanliness. Read the directions that were given to Moses, to be made known to the children of Israel as God was about to come down upon the mount to speak in their hearing his holy law. What did he command Moses to have the people do? To be ready against the third day, for on the third day, said he, the Lord will come down upon the mount in the sight of all the people. They were to set bounds about the mount. And the Lord said unto Moses, go unto the people, and sanctify them today and tomorrow, and let them wash their clothes, that great and mighty God who created the beautiful Eden, and everything lovely in it, is a God of order, and he wants order and cleanliness with his people. That mighty God directed Moses to tell the people to wash their clothes, lest there should be impurity in their clothing and about their persons as they came up before the Lord. And Moses went down from the mount unto the people, and they washed their clothes, according to the command of God. There was to be nothing slack and untidy about those who appeared before him, when they came into his holy presence. And why was this? What was the object of all this carefulness? Was it merely to recommend the people to God? Was it merely to gain his approbation? The reason that was given me was this, that a right impression might be made upon the people. If those who ministered in sacred office should fail to manifest care and reverence for God, in their apparel and their deportment, the people would lose their awe and their reverence for God and his sacred service. If the priests showed great reverence for God by being very careful and very particular as they came into his presence, it gave the people an exalted idea of God and his requirements. It showed them that God was holy, that his work was sacred, and that everything in connection with his work must be holy, that it must be free from everything like impurity and uncleanness, and that all defilement must be put away from those who approach nigh to God. From the light that has been given me, there has been a carelessness in this respect. I might speak of it as Paul presents it. It is carried out in will worship and neglecting of the body. But this voluntary humility, this will worship and neglecting of the body, is not the humility that savors of heaven. That humility will be particular to have person, and actions, and apparel of all who preach the holy truth of God, right and perfectly proper, so that every item connected with us will recommend our holy religion. The very dress will be a recommendation of the truth to unbelievers. It will be a sermon in itself. Anciently, the priests were required to have their garments in a particular style to do service in the holy place, and minister in the priest's office. They were to have garments in accordance with their work, and God distinctly specified what these should be. The laver was placed between the altar and the congregation, that before they came into the presence of God, in the sight of the congregation, they might wash their hands and their feet. What impression was this to make upon the people? It was to show them that every particle of dust must be put away before they could go into the presence of God, for he was so high and holy that unless they did comply with these conditions, death would follow. The Lord requires his ministers to be pure and holy, rightly to represent the principles of truth in their own lives, and by their example to bring others up upon a high level. God requires all who profess to be his chosen people, though they are not teachers of the truth, to be careful to preserve personal cleanliness and purity, also cleanliness and order in their houses and upon their premises. We are examples to the world, living epistles known and read of all men. God requires all who profess godliness, and especially those who teach the truth to others, to abstain from all appearance of evil.